Thank you and good afternoon. Officers with the Eureka Police Department experienced three incidents that occurred in the Bayshore Mall area in the span of 1 hour Thursday afternoon. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's POP unit were overseeing an inmate work crew cleanup of the Palco Marsh when two activists began to interfere with the cleanup. 29-year-old Stanton Wood of Florida and 20-year-old Hannah Zivilich of Irvine were booked into county jail. About a half hour later, an EPD captain speaking with citizens in the marsh nearly got hit by a drunk driver who recklessly drove through the marsh. Additional officers were called to the scene and found the vehicle abandoned a few hundred yards down the road. Officers located 35-year-old Fred Schallenberg hiding in bushes. However, Schallenberg's dog began to charge at one of the officers. The officer used spray. However, the dog changed directions towards another officer, who discharged his firearm, killing the dog. Schallenberg was booked on DUI charges. Later, a Bayshore Mall employee spotted 25-year-old Dylan Gallatin, who a few days prior stole a pair of shoes from the mall. Gallatin was spotted in the Bayshore Mall parking lot trying to start a vehicle with a screwdriver, and officers responded to his location. After a brief foot pursuit, he was arrested and booked into county jail on numerous charges. EPD reports that those three incidents were one of 19 service calls that spanned over 2 hours. At close to midnight on Thursday, Humboldt deputies responded to Marshall Lane at Big Hill after a stabbing attack occurred in the area. The 26-year-old male victim went to help a neighbor who was being attacked by suspect Charlie McCovey. McCovey was brandishing a large knife and began to attack the victim, causing a large laceration. McCovey fled on foot and remains at large. He is considered armed and dangerous. The victim was treated for his wound, which was deemed non-life-threatening. McCovey is an Oregon resident, however, he has family ties in Hoopa. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. With the suspension of the commercial crab fishing season in California remaining in effect, businesses continue to be impacted by the season being closed. As state officials call on Governor Jerry Brown to declare an emergency for the crab season, the U.S. Small Business Administration will be offering low-interest disaster loans to small businesses in the state's primary counties, including Humboldt, Mendocino, Trinity, and Del Norte counties. The offers also extend to counties in Nevada, as well as Curry and Josephine counties in Oregon. This Saturday, residents will be running down Scenic Drive as they participate in the 51st annual Trinidad Clam Beach Run. The 8 3/4 mile race and the 3 mile race will begin at 12:30, while the 5 3/4 mile race will begin at 1:30. The Humboldt State Marching Lumberjacks Band will be playing music at the finish line on Clam Beach as the contestants finish the race. Although the online registration period has closed, residents can still sign up in person on Saturday. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Peninsula Airline will be adding additional flights to the Humboldt County Airport beginning in April. The airport will have flights heading to the Portland International Airport, the largest airport in Oregon. County Public Works Director Tom Mattson said the following statement, "Our community has made it clear that they want more flights and more destinations, and I'm excited to see our community reap the benefits. The first flights to Portland are scheduled for departure on April 21st, and this will be the first time in 5 years that the county will have two airlines and two destinations serving the airport." AT&T presents new plans regarding fiber optic cables in the county. Dan Squire has more.
At Tuesday's supervisors' meeting, representatives from AT&T gave a short presentation on the company's efforts to maintain broadband service in the case of an outage or a cut to a fiber optic cable that serves both private and government entities. AT&T plans to install a fiber optic ring through the use of new software and engineering design that does not include laying new cable, so that in the event the fiber optic cable is cut at one location, data can be routed around the problem area and service will not be interrupted. The fiber optic ring, or diverse path network, will create several paths for data to travel. It's expected to be completed by the end of 2016.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.